This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Ahmaduhu astaghinuhu astaghfiruhu astahdihi. Wa a'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu wa safihuhu min bayni khalqihi wa khaliluhu. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وصلوات الله على أنبيائه ورسله أجمعين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon all of his prophets and messengers. Tonight it's just going to be a very short introduction inshallah to the series I chose to cover throughout this month inshallah ta'ala. We live in a time where anyone can have a platform and gain following on social media especially. And in no time, people who don't have much to offer themselves, let alone humanity, attain the status of an influencer. And they could have hundreds of thousands of followers. To the point where some of these influencers can start a trend. It could be a very self-destructive trend, and they will find tens of thousands of people following those trends. We live in a time where we have role model crisis. If people are looking for someone that they would follow and emulate, and then they choose to be influenced by people just because they're famous, it's a very serious problem that humanity has. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by one of his companions about prophets and messengers. How many did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there were 124,000 of them. 124,000 prophets. Of them, in some narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to say that 315 of them were messengers. And out of all of these prophets and messengers, Allah Azza wa Jal chose 25 to be mentioned in the Quran. To be mentioned to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an inspiration. And to us as a source of guidance. These are the real role models. You see, role modeling is a very powerful method of teaching. It's actually one of the most, if not the most. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of humans to be the recipients of his message and then become an embodiment of that message, live that message, humanize that message, show us how that message is supposed to be lived. What kind of lifestyle a person is supposed to have. And when Allah Azza wa Jal mentions them in this beautiful book, this very powerful, it's not meant for us to just be mesmerized by the details of their stories. It's not meant for us to entertain the events and the specifics of the lives of each one of them. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow the example of these prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be inspired by them. And now I know that some people say, well, you cannot expect me to be like a prophet. And obviously none of us can worship or live like a prophet. But we can be inspired by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets before him. And each and every single one of us can find an example in the stories of the prophets mentioned in the Quran that you can relate to personally. So if you are struggling with injustice and being wronged by people, there are plenty of examples in the Quran of how to handle that and how to live a healthy life and not allow abusers to control you. We have prophets that were thrown in jail for doing nothing, absolutely nothing, innocent. The most innocent. They were thrown in jail and they endured that. So there is an example for those who are subjected to such horrific abuse. We have prophets that had family issues and crisis, whether it's with their wives or their children. If you're struggling in that department, you have plenty of examples in the Quran. Prophets that had to deal with very hard and harsh and mean parents, or rebellion, the rebellion of their children, or their spouses, or their wives turning against them. These are real examples of people that went through these hardships. As a matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that prophets and messengers are tested at a much higher level than the average person. And if you're struggling with physical issues and problems and health matters, then you have an example in the Quran as well of Ayyub and other prophets that had to deal with that. And they put their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their motto was, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And many other examples of how these prophets had to deal with loss and suffering. We can even learn from their humility when they experience victory. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and I will close with this, a promise that He made to the prophets and the messengers, but along with them, the believers. And we hope to be of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We indeed will give victory, make victorious our messengers and those who believe and follow their example in this life and in the hereafter. This is why we need to study not the stories and not the details of the events and what happened and where it happened, but rather the examples of what they dealt with and how they dealt with it and what the results were. So inshallah ta'ala, join me in this journey as we explore what the Quran decided, what the Quran chose to highlight of the extraordinary lives of these prophets and messengers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon them, and may Allah azza wa jal reunite us with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those true followers of the prophets and the messengers. May you and I be ma'alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada'i was-salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with those who receive the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the prophets and the true followers of the prophets, the martyrs and the righteous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.